Please forgive my taking so much time on this program tonight by trying to get radio checks by phone. I am evaluating all 9 stations to see which remains on the air and which is canceled. Thank you in advance for your response to my call for a radio check report by phone. God bless you. Please stay with me as I explain the need for a radio check. Reports will follow in a 10-minute section of the Revelations of the Last Days Roundtable will follow the reports. Praise the Lord as I welcome all of our new listeners on WINB Shortwave International Frequency 9.265. This is Brother Johnson, called by God's own voice, just like in biblical times, as his watchman, announcing an important message to my WINB 9.265 shortwave listeners. You think you're on a different frequency, but it's WINB, please respond. I cannot hear this station, so please, if you like this program, call USA country code 01 and the area code 607, then 427-8550. Please, if you can, call right now. I only have one line. Keep calling. Country code 01-607-427-8550. If I do not answer, please record your state and city and say you are a WINB listener. I will not keep this program on WINB unless a few people at least respond to this radio check. Again, I cannot hear WINB. Please call USA country code 01, area code 607-427-8550. Call right now. Country code 01-607-427-8550. I only have one line. Please, please keep trying. If I do not answer, please record your state and city and say you are a WINB listener. This is a 24-hour phone number where you can leave messages if I do not answer. Thank you. I have heard from 7 listeners with complimentary reports on WWRB International Shortwave 3.185 saying the signal was loud and clear. 2 were from Akron, Ohio, USA. 1 from Canfield, Ohio. 1 from Shannon, Illinois, USA. 1 from South Carolina, USA. 1 from Virginia, USA. And 1 from Maine, USA. Thank you all. You have blessed my heart. And may God bless all 7 of you abundantly. 1 said an offering was on the way. May the Lord richly, richly bless you mightily, my brother. 3 from the USA state of Ohio. Wow. And I say wow because the rule of thumb for radio is for every 1 listener who calls in, there are 10,000 more listening. Is it possible there are 30,000 listening from Ohio? How about some of you 30,000? Call in. Will some of you 70,000 listeners please call in? USA country code 01. The area code 607-427-8550. Call right now. Keep trying. It's only one line. That's all I can afford. Country code 01-607-427-8550. If I do not answer, that's a 24-hour answering device that will answer. It would be such a blessing to me if you would call. I need to hear from more than just 7 people out of 70,000, even if 7 is the number of perfection. Revelation chapter 13 is being fulfilled in your lifetime. The last day signs, the end times are upon the earth. Get ready. Jesus is coming for the second and last time. Now, on with the program. 10-finger scan beginning in the USA. Security screening for arriving airline passengers has been stepped up again at American airports. But it is suspected there are flaws in the new fingerprinting scanning technology. Last week, Logan Airport in Boston became the 3rd U.S. airport to install the 10-finger scanners. Dulles Airport, which serves Washington, D.C., began using the devices in November, and Atlanta Airport began last month. By the end of the year, the devices will be installed at every international airport in the USA, as well as at seaports and border crossings. Did you hear that? Border crossings. You go into Canada and Mexico, you're going to do this. Non-USA residents have had two fingers scanned on entry since 2004, but the Department of Homeland Security believes the 10-finger standard will allow easier identification of undesirables based on full or partial prints left at the scene of a crime or collected from terrorist safe houses and battlefields. Watchman comment. Now, it will also allow the elite of the world, the New World Order that is here in the United States governing this country, to keep you confined as with the Mark of the Beast, 666. Continuing. Noah's Ark for plants to store world seeds. Now, after years of planning and construction, a seed vault will shortly open its armored doors on the remote Norwegian island of Spitsbergen. Housed in a concrete bunker 100 meters deep inside a mountain, a refrigerated unit will be used as a secure place to store seeds from any of Earth's 3 million plant species. Experts say the Doomsday Vault will provide a vital genetic resource in the advent of a global catastrophe, as an asteroid strike or a nuclear war. Permafrost and thick rock will ensure that even without electricity, the samples will remain frozen on an island that during the winter months is permanently cloaked in darkness, deep within the Arctic Circle. At these temperatures, seeds for important crops like wheat, barley, and peas can last up to 10,000 years. Capacity to hold up to 4.5 million seed samples. The vault will eventually house virtually every variety of every important food crop in the world, and that it would serve as an insurance policy for the planet. The vast collection would enable food production can be restarted anywhere on the planet should it be threatened by a regional or global catastrophe. Watchman comment. If you will send a SAISI, a self-addressed stamped envelope, to Signs, P.O. Box 122, Lisle, New York, 13797, USA. That's SIGNS, P.O. Box 122, Lisle, spelled LISLE, New York, abbreviated NY, zip code 13797, USA, and ask for the Seed Vault pictures. I will send them to you free. Please, though, prayerfully consider an offering. However, the pictures are truly free, and if you send the SAISI, you will get them free. But consider an offering, would you? Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Watchman Shofar. Travel industry wants delay on new USA border rules. Beginning last month, U.S. citizens traveling by land will no longer be able to simply tell border guards they are American citizens when they attempt to re-enter the country, but will have to produce a photo ID such as a driver's license or a birth certificate to prove their identity and citizenship, according to the USA. And even a passport may be included by the Department of Homeland Security. Children and young adults ages 18 and younger will also be required to present proof of citizenship with an original or certified copy of their birth certificate. Watchman comment, and you don't think the last day's signs, the end times, are upon the earth? You better get ready. They're here. American liberty teetering on edge of Nazism. Your papers, please, has long been a phrase associated with Hitler's Gestapo. People without the Third Reich stamp of approval were hauled off to Nazi Germany's version of Halliburton detention centers. Today, Americans are on the verge of being asked for their papers, although probably without the pleas. Thanks to a government that has turned its back on the U.S. Constitution, Americans now have an unaccountable Department of Homeland Security that is already asserting tyrannical powers over U.S. citizens and state governments. My, the last days are here. Veto stands on measure to expand health plan. Democrats cited nation's economic problems as a reason to expand a popular health insurance program for children, but their effort failed as the House sustained President Bush's veto of that bill to provide coverage to nearly 4 million uninsured children. The vote for the bill was 260 to 152. Supporters were 15 votes short of the two-thirds majority needed to pass the measure over the president's objections. Watchman comment. Listen to this watchman. I know this sounds good. I know those children may need insurance, but, it may have 666, the mark of the world beast system, written all over it. Something is just not right here. John chapter 8, verse 44. Ye are of your father, the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar, and the father of it. Continuing. Prince Charles debuts Image of the Beast hologram. Prince Charles beamed all the way to Dubai in the Middle East. The Prince of Wales was beamed in Star Trek style for his first appearance as a hologram when he delivered a powerful speech on the environment to the world's leaders before vanishing into thin air. A life-size, three-dimensional image of the prince was projected into the stage of the World Future Energy Summit in Abu Dhabi in the United Arab Emirates. My, if that's not last day's sign, I don't know what it is. 666. Continuing, Invisible RFID Inc., safe for marking, tracking cattle and people, the company says. A startup company developing chipless RFID Inc. has tested its product on cattle and laboratory rats. Somark Innovations announced that it had successfully tested biocompatible RFID ink, which can be read even through heavy animal hairs. The passive RFID technology could be used to identify and track cows to reduce financial losses from bovine spongiform mad cow disease scares. Somark, which formed in 2005, is located at the Center for Emerging Technologies in St. Louis, Missouri, USA. The company is raising Series A equity financing and plans to license the technology to secondary markets, which could include laboratory animals, dogs, cats, prime cuts of meat, and military personnel. The products developed by Somark involved a geometric array of micro needles and a reusable applicator with a one-time use ink capsule. It is said it takes 5 to 10 seconds to stamp or tattoo an animal, and there is no need to remove the fur. The ink remains in the dermal layer, and a reader can detect it from 4 feet away. My. If they can do that, humans ought to be easy. Continuing. UK Satanist gets Ministry of Defense promotion, space for satanic rituals. A sailor who admitted being a Satanist has been promoted to a job with the Ministry of Defense. Scott Chris Cranier became the first registered devil worshipper in the armed forces of the UK 3 years ago. Chris, 27, was a leading hand on HMS Cumberland, based in Davenport, Plymouth, when he told the Navy he was a Satanist. They accepted it and even offered him space on board, my, offered him space on board to carry out his satanic rituals. The last day signs, the end times are upon the earth. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Watchmen shofar. Six, 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 for sure. Global elite signal declining superpower status of the United States. A rise of a new world order will happen. As the United States faces an economic crisis, that is being compared by experts to the 1929 Great Depression, the global elite are now proclaiming the fall of the USA and the rise of a new global order. The IOL reports that the recent meeting in Davos, Switzerland, which focused in part on the global economic meltdown, pointed to global solutions and the need for a strengthened United Nations in the face of world crisis. Sovereignty, according to many who attended, must be weakened. The economic crisis that this world is plunging into is being and will be used as the pretext to forge the new global order long sought after by the global elite. More centralized control will emerge. New solutions will be presented in slick packages to a despairing population begging for order. Now, I know that these are fewer reports than I normally give, but I cut off the roundtable last week, and many of you like that part of the program. How about some of you that like it calling and saying thanks for this extra part 3 and 4 of the RFID roundtable? Call us at country code 01-607-427-8550 right after the program, or even right now if you can. And please, I can only afford one line. Please keep trying. It has a 24-hour answer capability. Come to think of it, let's take a poll right now. How many like the roundtable being added? And how many would like just all reports? Please call U.S. country code 01-607-427-8550. Right after the program, or even right now if you can. Now let's listen to parts 3 and 4 of Revelations of the Last Days Roundtable, with myself, Dr. Johnson, as moderator, and Dr. Evans, Chancellor of King's College, and our own Signs pastor, Brother Ralston.
Since we're still on the USA borders and NAFTA and this superhighway, let me read you another article from Trucker.com. First Mexican truck rolls across border under cover of darkness, and this was just recently. The first Mexican truck authorized by a Bush administration program opening U.S. highways to trucking companies from south of the border crossed into the United States at approximately 1:50 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time at Laredo, Texas, headed for North Carolina, according to a report from Trucker.com. So here's further proof that NAFTA is there. And when will it be revealed? They're going to have to reveal it soon because they're starting to build this thing. It's starting in Texas and it's going to work up towards Canada. Pastor Ralston, do you have any comment?
The only comment I have is what the scripture talks about concerning judgment on the fenced cities. And you can take that as far as the fenced countries. It just seems like no longer the fences that have kept nations to be sovereign for so many years. The sovereign nations are no longer in existence, more and more and more. That's what I see from all this, is that it's a fulfillment of Scripture and the judgment of God, but also the initiation of the plan of the devil, the plan of Satan, the plan of the Antichrist, so that he can step in on the scene.
From the pictures that I've seen of the superhighway, it's going to be totally different than what we know as an interstate highway. Matter of fact, these truck drivers coming out of Mexico and Canada, they don't have to quit driving after so many hours. They just keep driving and driving and driving until they want to pull over and sleep. And it's going to be so big and the traffic is going to be so big, I don't know where you're going to get on and where you're going to get off or how you're going to be able to get on or how you're going to be able to get off, because it's going to try to bypass places that the trucks aren't going to. And the railroad runs right down through the middle of it. So you say there's no railroad. Well, watch that railroad come up, because it's going to run right down the middle with all this traffic on both sides. We've seen pictures of it. An invisible highway that nobody knows is going to exist, and yet they got all the drawings in place and they're working on it.
Absolutely amazing, isn't it? Talk about propaganda, communistic type propaganda. That's exactly what it is. I believe that is exactly what it is. See, here's a recent report that I did on this trucking cover-up. Mexican truckers suspend pilot program. U.S. truckers aren't the only ones upset with a cross-border pilot program allowing long-haul Mexican tractor trailers into the United States. Truckers south of the border aren't thrilled with it either. Now, I don't believe that, do you? Anyway, continuing. The private organization representing the majority of Mexico's freight haulers demanded the government suspend the programs, saying it leaves Mexican truckers at a competitive disadvantage with their U.S. counterparts. And this was my comments when I did the report. Watchman comment, competitive disadvantage? I thought that leaving truckers at a disadvantage was the effect on American truckers, not the Mexican truckers, who are going to have an advantage in this situation. And you heard Dr. Evans just say it. They're not going to be under the rules that our truckers are. Their trucks are not going to have inspections like our truckers do. Who is going to hurt with this kind of a thing? So where is the truth? What do you think, brethren? Where does the truth might lie?
I can see what they're saying for their own countries, because everything's so cheap and labor and everything down to Mexico. If these people could haul stuff out of there from some company that's part American, part Mexican or whoever, and making all this money, they're going to pay them more to run up this way. They might not have a truck running in Mexico. It might put their whole country out of work. Who knows? We don't know, but we know it's not good. It's like what Brother Johnson just said. Who's going to inspect their trucks to make sure that they're up to all the safety? I mean, you go down to Mexico, I've been there and seen their vehicles, and if you put your foot on the brake, you might not stop for the next 5 miles. I sure don't want to drive along a truck like that up here.
Amen. That's quite true. And I hadn't thought about that thought that you had there about what would happen to Mexico over this. And so that's why we're here. That's why we have more than one person sitting at this round table, because God speaks to us, but sometimes each one of us has an ear to hear that might hear just a little differently or be able to catch something God's saying that one of the other ones of us doesn't seem to catch. So, Pastor Ralston, what do you think about this?
Well, the only thought I had was that it'll definitely hurt the American truck driver because of all this increase of these jobs being taken over by those who will take a lower pay, et cetera. And so a lot of companies, trucking companies, are possibly become obsolete because of giving these jobs over to lower paid workers. That's going to hurt our country. It's going to hurt our finances. It's going to hurt a lot of things. We'll end up putting up with a lot of things, putting up with a lot of lesser goods on our shelves in our stores. So we need to be aware of this. It's not going to be good.
Well, we already know this stuff in China is contaminated with just about everything you can think of. Are we going to be eating strictly Chinese-produced food, too? And is that going to be contaminated with lead and mercury and all these things? You mentioned, Dr. Evans, about the trucks not being inspected and going down a hill and not wanting to be in front of one that didn't have any brakes. Well, what about the trucker, the Mexican trucker that's been on the road 24, 48 hours without any sleep coming right at you head-on? You know, think about those kind of things. We haven't even scratched the surface of the problems that this is going to be for the United States of America. We're about to be turned into, I believe, a third world country. I think that is what the New World Order, that is exactly what they're after. They want to bring the American people down. Well, why would they want to do that, brothers? I mean, why would they want to bring the American people down? I can tell you why they want to do that, so they can control you. Comments?
Well, we're seeing right now, if people will stop to think about it, meat coming in from Argentina and other countries, and they come in through Canada, because they can't come in through America, because most of the stuff won't pass inspection. So what do? They load them in the trucks up in Canada, and now Canada's not doing this, but whatever company that is up there is doing this. They'll send 30, 40 trucks at our border at one time. There's no way they can inspect all those trucks. So they inspect 4 or 5 and let the rest roll, and we get all this bad meat product down here. It's not grown here in America. It's coming in from overseas, and we're going to get this from Mexico. I mean, how much easier for them to bring stuff into Mexico and come on right on up through Mexico across the United States? Much more easier.
That's right. I understand now there's been an outbreak of hoof and mouth in the United Kingdom. Who knows what's in China? Who knows what's going to be in these containers? Pastor Ralston.
I'm going to go back to the beginning of our conversation when we talked about the time of sorrows. I was thinking about that the time of sorrows happened because there's a judgment coming. So the sorrows become worse and worse, and during those sorrows, time of sorrows, it gives a chance for a people to repent, much like the children of Israel before the Babylonian Empire came in, basically overtook them, and basically made them desolate. Well, we can see that here happening in our country. We can definitely see that something stronger and more powerful is coming in. We see the evidences of judgment upon our country. We're entering into a time that really our country has really probably never known. You know, Brother Johnson mentioned a third world country. It's hard to even fathom that America could ever become a third world country when it's always been the top of the heap for so many years. But when we see these evidences coming forth and we're not able to combat them, and they're heating up very, 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 very quickly, where at any moment, on any particular day, we could see the economy crippled overnight. And once the economy cripples overnight, it's going to spell disaster for America. So we're definitely seeing judgment.
You know what I'd like to see them do? To give us an honest report on how many people in the United States of America make $50,000 or more a year. And then tell us how many in America make less than that.
Thank you for listening. This program can be downloaded by using today's date from my www.neaiga.org downloads page, along with almost 200 more sermons, radio programs, and teachings free. That's www.neaiga.org. Free downloads, neaiga.org. No computer? We can still send you a CD. But please, we cannot do that for free, as it is costly, so please do not be offended, but at least send a $10 offering. That is needed, and even more if you can, to help with radio time. It is very expensive to keep 9 stations on the air, and we are just a small group. Call U.S. Country Code 01-607-427-8550. And please, one line, keep trying. Give me your name and complete address. I will not put you on a mailing list, I promise, before God. And for this one time only, I will send you the CD if you will promise you will send at least a $10 offering when you talk to me or record before God. Please do not make me regret I said that, and really send your offering as soon as you receive the CD. As a bonus, if you will respond right now, I will also include the complete Revelations of the Last Days roundtable, complete and uncut, not like on this program, in sections. Thank you. I know this has been a lot for one program, but it really is important to evaluate your station to get these radio checks. I repeat, a very important message to my WINB 9.265 shortwave listeners. I cannot hear your station. I cannot tell if I'm on the air. Please call that number, USA country code 01 and the area code 607-427-8550. Call me right now. Or 24 hours a day. If I do not answer, record your state and city and say you are a WINB listener. Please do that right now. I will not keep this program on WINB 9.265 unless somebody, because nobody has responded to this radio check. Somebody call. I have heard from 7 listeners with good complimentary reports from WWRB 3.185 saying the signal was loud and clear. They are helping keep this program on WWRB. One brother even said he was sending an offering. Hallelujah! Remember, the rule of thumb is that for every listener that calls, there are 1,000 listening. So from all the thousands out there, it would be really good to give me a radio check and keep me on your station. Call USA country code 01 for the last time, area code 607-427-8550. Call right now. It would be such a blessing. Revelation chapter 13 is being fulfilled in your lifetime. The last day signs, the end times are upon the earth. Get ready. Jesus is coming for the second and last time. Maranatha, my friends, which is simply a biblical phrase meaning until the Lord returns. God bless you all.